The mayor of Amsterdam, New York, is warning of a potential double-digit tax increase. Republican Michael Villa, who has served for 3 years, delivered his 2019 State of the City address last week. He says the financial outlook for 2019 is not a pretty picture, but despite that, he's confident the city has a bright future. Still, there's a big financial problem. The city is facing an $8.3 million deficit.
You know, we can't stick our heads in the sand. We knew we had issues. We have made tremendous progress here, and we have to keep moving the city forward.
Villa said the key to turning things around is attracting investors and new people to the city. The city has made progress recently. In September, Amsterdam received a $10 million downtown revitalization initiative grant from the state to jumpstart development. Officials are also looking forward to the planned mixed-use Chalmers Mill Lofts development project. As is the case in many old industrial cities in the region, financial problems linger in Amsterdam. Mayor Villa said the city avoided a potential 8% tax increase last year.
Yeah, we didn't address it then. But now I'm going to request that we move for debt financing, which involves the state. We'll have the state review board come in and assist us.
Villa said he is reluctant to cut public safety services. The mayor said he plans to meet with State Assemblyman Angelo Santa Barbara and Senator George Amador to seek debt financing through home rule legislation. A tax increase would then likely be required to pay for the debt.
It's probably going to be between 10 and 12%.
To arrive at that range, the city hired a consultant, Municipal Solutions, Inc., prepared a report called The City of Amsterdam, The Fiscal Storm is Here. Any tax increase over the state-mandated 2% tax cap would require the support of 4 out of 5 city aldermen. Amsterdam Ward 2 alderman Paul Ockel said decreasing a potential tax increase would be difficult. James Martiscello of Ward 5 told WAMC he's hoping for additional outside revenue to help lower the $8 million shortfall. Looking forward, Mayor Villa said infrastructure also remains a primary concern. Frequent water and sewer main breaks have plagued the city in recent years, though the city has secured state funding to pay for projects.
We've invested over $9 million since I've been in office and doing infrastructure repairs to water and sewer. So, you know, we have our eye on the ball, but, you know, there's only so much we can do.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.